fancy passing, easy dunking. The NBA All-Star Game is famous for being more show than showdown. That's expected to be the case again this weekend. Stars from the Western Conference meet their Eastern Conference counterparts Sunday night in Denver. It could generate the most attention the league has seen since a horrific brawl that took place between some players and fans in Detroit in November. And since it's Friday, we're joined by Wall Street Journal sports writer Stefan Fatsis to talk about all this. Stefan, before we get to more serious matters, let's talk a bit about the All-Star Game itself. Does this casual format need to be overhauled?
Yes, the game has become a joke. Nobody plays defense. There's nothing on the line. Players understandably don't want to play too hard because they don't want to get hurt. And it also feels a little bit stale. Think about the dunk competition. That really peaked in the 1980s. Other leagues have changed their All-Star Games. Baseball gives home field advantage in the World Series to the winner of its All-Star Game. The National Hockey League changed its format. It does a U.S. versus the world. That is, of course, when the NHL is playing. And I think the NBA should do the same. Make it the United States against the rest of the world. This would highlight what is great about the NBA right now, the influx of foreign players and the rise of the game overseas. What would be a better showdown right now than seeing foreign players take on the U.S.? The U.S., of course, got a bronze medal last summer in Athens. They'd be out for revenge. There'd be some real incentive to play.
Well, you talk about what's great about the NBA. The signature moment for the NBA this season was that brawl during a game between the Indiana Pacers and the Detroit Pistons, what many saw as a sort of low point. It led to a round of speculation about what's wrong with the NBA. What is wrong with the NBA?
Well, the brawl was certainly one of the worst moments in the history, not only of the NBA, but of sports in America. And what it did was further this perception that today's players are overpaid, they're spoiled, and they're disrespectful of fans. The league has had plenty of these sorts of image issues in recent years. And the big question internally, I think, is has the league allowed its marketing partners, its shoe companies and other merchandisers, to define it as youthful hip-hop, excluding the older, more moneyed fans that buy most of the tickets to these games. And these are not cheap tickets, of course. But overall, I don't think the league is facing the kinds of problems that the brawl suggests. I don't think it's as bad as it's been portrayed.
Well, a lot is changing, like the play on the court. It seems that there's a lot more action and a lot more heart.
It's a lot better. Basketball in America still has a big problem, and that's that kids are fundamentally lousier players than they used to be. Having said that, the NBA does seem to be emerging from the lowest scoring era since the introduction of the shot clock. Seven teams are averaging more than 100 points per game this season compared to just two last year. You're seeing a lot fewer of these 71-67 defensive nightmares that have become common. You've got teams now like Seattle, San Antonio, Phoenix. They're playing up-tempo basketball. They're passing the ball aggressively. They're not standing around and letting their best guy go one-on-one against his defender. In short, the league actually looks more European.
Stefan, what about the action off the court? The NBA's labor agreement is up for renewal soon.
At the end of the season, management wants to get the maximum length of contracts down from 7 years to about 4 or 5 years. They've had a big problem with teams committing long-term money and big money to players, but not having the ability to dump those players if they underperform on the court or they misbehave off the court. In exchange for that, I think you'll see the league agree to get rid of luxury taxes on team payrolls. That'll free up more money overall that can be awarded to players.
Thanks, Stefan.
Thanks, Michelle.
Stefan Fatsis covers the business of sports for the Wall Street Journal.